So the dental devices, the indications, you know, obviously it depends on the physician setting, but what we see in the literature is that these dental devices could be first-line therapy for mild to moderate, and they do work very well for those types of patients. We also do see that in severe patients that these dental devices do actually work very well. So we're able to get some patients down to healthy, although that's not necessarily a promise. We also do see, you know, pretty good effect of getting these patients who are severe down to much lower levels. And if you can imagine a patient who's not treated versus a patient who has at least something that they're going to wear for a longer period of time, that actually shows that it's actually maybe better to do a dental device, especially in a severe patient where they're not necessarily going to get any other treatment, particularly if you look at some of these studies that show that the compliance rates are low for CPAP, and not only low as far as not wearing it at all, but actually low in the sense that 4 hours or even less than 4 hours of nighttime wear really is not enough to then create these health outcomes that you'd be wanting to look at.